has the support for the new African National Congress, ANC, President, Cyril Ramaphosa, that the media has enthusiastically termed Ramaphoria, been sustained? Will the ANC retain its majority in the 2019 general election? Sean Arends, WASP Executive Committee. Ramaphoria was a very limited phenomenon. In reality, it originated in the desperate hope of the capitalist class that the political and economic instability of the Zuma, the previous corrupt president, years could be left behind. This infected a section of the middle class, and the media played along, trying to talk up the economy and heralding the start of a so-called new dawn for South Africa. But, ultimately, the corruption of the Zuma years was a symptom of rotten South African capitalism, and not its underlying cause. On the fundamentals, Ramaphosa is offering the same old neoliberal diet. The economy remained stagnant and there have been tens of thousands of job losses since he took office. Ramaphosa may have come to power on Valentine's Day, but there is no love, or even any real enthusiasm for him, among the working class. Ramaphoria has barely touched them. Especially among organized workers and activists, Ramaphosa is viewed as an out-and-out big business politician. He is also remembered as the butcher of Marikana, where, in 2012, as a shareholder of platinum mine Lonmin, and a senior ANC leader, he demanded the police minister identify a Minorca strike as a criminal act, and take concomitant action. The next day 34 Minorcas were gunned down at Marikana. In Ramaphosa's first months as president, Parliament passed new anti-trade union legislation, increasing the power of the courts and unelected commissioners over strikes, and introducing restrictive picketing rules and secret strike ballots. Failure to comply can lead to trade unions being deregistered. There's no doubt that bosses have got their man in the job. A general election must be called between May and August 2019. The move to replace Zuma ahead of these elections was in large part driven by the ANC leadership's fear that they could lose their majority in this election with him at the helm. In the 2016 local government elections, the ANC's votes slid to just 54%. There is no doubt that the ANC will emerge from the 2019 elections as the biggest party, but it is possible that they could lose their majority, posing a coalition government. Ramaphosa has not been the guarantee against this that many ANC politicians expected. However, the dominant trend amongst the working class and poor is to abstain in elections. The left populist Economic Freedom Fighters has been unable to significantly increase its support, and the main opposition Democratic Alliance, with its roots in the white middle class, has been embroiled in damaging factional fights, reinforcing its image as a white boys' club. However, there could be a certain swing back to the ANC from a section of the black middle class alienated by this, and a section of the white middle class may be willing to vote for Ramaphosa the man, while remaining unenthusiastic about his party. This, in the absence of a mass working class alternative, combined with low turnout, could see the ANC hold on to a slight majority,